You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We start the weekend with West Brom versus Arsenal, and West Brom are 4-1 to win the match. The draw 14-5 with Arsenal in the market at 8-11. Enhanced odds, Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win was 13-2, now 8-1. And Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win was 8-5. That's now 2-1. Arsenal have lost their last three of their last four in the Premier League now. And even though they beat Lincoln comprehensively enough in the Cup last weekend, they were lacklustre in that first half, Tom. But the problem is, if you want to take them on here, they're playing a West Brom side who, albeit we've sung the praises of Tony Pulis this season and his leadership of the team, they've checked out in their last 2 weeks against Crystal Palace and Everton, and their season is basically over. They're not going up, they're not going down.
And that's the concern for me. I so wish this fixture had taken place maybe sort of 3-4 weeks ago, while Arsenal was still in the kind of form that they're in right now, and West Brom were doing a lot better. That's kind of the worry, I think, when you overachieve as a team like Tony Pulis has had, and we've talked about him enough this season. He's done brilliantly to get to the points that they're at now, and that they are safe. But that is it now. The season is effectively over, and it's where do West Brom go from here? You know, and I'm talking sort of longer term. But this is a different kind of match. This is one at home. You know, it's the first game of the weekend of the Premier League matches, and they're taking on, I'd say, a wounded animal, but, you know, it's far worse than that for Arsenal. I mean, this is a team that lost 5 of the last 8 games, 3 in the last 4 in the Premier League, as you say. They've got absolutely no form, no confidence. Even one of the players who, I believe, and from what I've seen, has at least been able to sort of keep his head held high, Theo Walcott. Even he's been dropped from the England squad this week. You know, he's kind of been feeling the effects of being part of this shambles at Arsenal. And I don't see it getting any better for them here. My only issue is West Brom, as you say. Now, they lost the last 2 games. They haven't scored. Well beaten by Everton and well beaten by Palace at home. But I do think this kind of match, and they've proved it already this season, West Brom at home, they can be a force. They can score goals. And I think they'll be licking the lips at the prospect of Arsenal. 4-1. For me, against this Arsenal side, against a decent Premier League outfit in West Brom, certainly an organised team, a team that aren't going to give them many chances, I'm on board with this all day long. I spy a big priced upset in the first game of the weekend, because you cannot be back in Arsenal.
4-1 West Brom for Tom. Derek, are you licking your lips at the prospect of getting West Brom at 4-1?
Well, I opposed them last week at Everton, because the week before at Palace, they gave every sign that they had the flip flops on. I mean, Tony Pulis is not a man you'd expect to wear flip-flops. He's more your sandals, man. But they definitely look like that. And they followed that up at Everton. And I thought, well, that's it. I'm going to be opposing West Brom from now, between now and the end of the season. It's easy money to be made. But then you realise that this week's visitors are Arsenal, and Pulis loves getting under Arsene Wenger's skin. And then you also realise that West Brom are 4-1. And then, yeah, everything's up in the air now, because it's too big a price, without question. The 4-1, obviously, because the bookies are thinking the same as we are. Have West Brom gone at the game for the season? But Arsenal have gone at the game for the season. I mean, their form has been diabolical. The only 3 teams they've beaten in the last 6 are Lincoln, Sutton, 2 non-league teams, and Hull, who soon will be. So, you know, there's absolutely no reason they should be 8-11 here. West Brom have beaten and won this fixture last season 2-1, and I can see a similar scoreline now. All I know is that 4-1 baggies is way too big.
2-1 for West Brom, by the way, is available at 14-1.
I think Pulis is more of a Crocs man, though, than sandals.
Yeah.
Kind of a man. He's given up on fashion. He still wears a baseball cap.
He'd have white socks as well, without question.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.